It's the 82nd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Yahoo!
I'm pretty sure this is not 82.
It is 82.
This is probably 84 or 85.
No, it is technically 83, but the 82nd episode of the podcast was live streamed many moons ago and
mid-January. It's been 2 months.
Yeah, and it wasn't good, so
it wasn't good. I think it was just fine. We had a lot of people participate.
You can watch that on our Twitch channel if you want.
It's not on Twitch anymore. It's been 2 months.
No, that's how I knew.
Oh,
I looked. Anyways, welcome. We're back. Not doing video. I spoke to some people about how they watch the podcast in terms of YouTube. We also put it on iTunes and everything, so there's that. But a lot of people just will, like, open up the YouTube video and then obviously do something else. Like, they'll listen to it while they work or, you know. Yeah. So I was just like, let's just not do video. maybe we'll do video when we have guests and stuff for, like, special occasions. We were supposed to have Laura on
that's
this
Jinx Cosplay for those that don't know.
I was gonna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gotta let me talk.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Otherwise known as Jinx Cosplay. She was supposed to come over the other day and do the podcast with us. And our phone number that we give people is a Google Voice phone number. And they can text us and or call or everything. And she texted us back and we did not get it. And so when we were trying to confirm, like, way later, she was like, you didn't get my text? So then I felt really bad. Sorry, Laura. But we will see her when we go to Dallas. So hopefully we can do another podcast with her while we're down there. Speaking of Dallas, real quick, we're going to be in Houston and Dallas May 12th through May 15th. 2 days in Houston, 2 days in Dallas, doing cosplay photo shoots. If you are interested in that, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Texas 2017.
That's 2017.
2017.
Not 2100017.
200. Saying the wrong thing. Anyways, if you're interested in that, go there. We're really excited to go back to. We haven't been to Houston in like 3 years, I think, and we went to Dallas last year. So
Has
we're really
been, oh,
yeah, it's been a while.
Wow, yeah.
We went to Anime Surrey a couple years ago. So we're really excited to go back to Texas. We love Texas and we love eating there. So.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of eating, I just want to say this on the podcast. Before we started the podcast, I was eating a hard candy, accidentally swallowed it while it was very fresh, and it got stuck in my esophagus. I am just now recovering from that. Kevin wanted to take me from the emergency room.
Well,
I said
you were in such
no.
pain.
I was in
so,
a lot of pain. He
so
asked
I
me,
figured.
And I said it was an 8 on the out of 10 scale, and it was really bad. I have never experienced, like, I've accidentally swallowed stuff, but it's usually been, like, mostly chewed or
soft
or gone, you know, like, but this was, like, a fresh,
well,
like, hard
it,
candy.
At least it went down the right tube, and I didn't have to.
I didn't know it could go down the wrong tube.
Oh, it can, and that's
yeah,
where people
that's
die.
That's even scarier. So, yes, but that's what happened right before the podcast, and Kevin was like, he was, like, getting ready to pick me up and take me to the emergency room, and I was like, no. We have to film the podcast. I am mostly better now. I'm drinking tea to try to melt it in my esophagus. So that's something. Anyways, children, don't swallow whole candies. Okay.
Bad for you. Yeah.
That's good.
I guess. It might be bad for you. Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see if I die now from esophagus cancer.
Esophagus cancer. That's pretty
Is that
intense.
A thing? That's probably a thing.
That is a thing. But we don't smoke.
Anyways.
Don't smoke either, kids. Bad for you.
The other day... I was watching a new show on, it's on the Sci-Fi channel. It's also, I don't know if they're going to upload all the episodes on it, but the first episode of the show was available on sci-fi.com. It's called Cosplay Melee. I didn't know anything about this at all. I haven't seen any promos for it. The only reason why I knew about it is that because I saw one person on my Twitter, like, mention it. And I was like, what's that? And so I looked it up and watched it. And that was, like, the only reason why I knew about it. Like, I haven't seen anything. We also don't have cable, so that might be part of it.
Right.
But I really, like, I feel like their marketing for it maybe has been kind of on the low side.
Or maybe they're marketing towards it in the wrong way. But we don't know. That's
I don't know. Yeah, I could just be like one of those things that like out of the loop situation.
Well, the other thing is like we don't have TV and we don't get ads on YouTube because of
YouTube. Yeah, we have YouTube Red, so we don't.
So our exposure to ads are very limited.
That's true.
Very limited.
I guess, I don't know why I was surprised, but nobody was really talking about it in the cosplay world. Yeah, on my side. Everybody else's friends could be, like, talking about it and reviewing it and such, and just on my end, there was only one person that, like, barely made a peep about it, and then I, like, just happened to catch that tweet. We watched it. I was planning on watching it, and then Kevin just walked by and then ended up watching it with me.
Yes.
So it's, each episode is by itself,
right? Well,
from I understand, so like there's right. four competitors in each episode, and each episode is like standalone. So like it's not like Project Runway where they start off with like 13 candidates or something and they just narrow it down every week. It's right. You have a project, a mission, I guess.
So it's a theme, right?
A theme, yeah. And then you have to do what like any of the other competition stuff. You have to do it and make it. They judge it, and then someone wins
Heidi
at the
Klum
end.
Walks out and says, "It's the same."
They win $10,000, I think. And I wasn't paying attention at the beginning because I was like kind of cleaning. But I don't know if like all the winners at the end compete against each other, or if it's just literally standalone. They kind of mentioned something, and then I was like, "Whoop, missed it." But so the first episode we watched, it was like a space opera theme type. It was like space.
Trying to think here. So one of the guys picked like a Star Wars theme.
One was Star Wars. One was Guardians of the Galaxy. One picked. Oh, I can't remember what she picked, but it was more like a medieval space knight type
one. I don't remember what that one was.
And I can't remember the movie she said. And I don't remember. This is not very good explanation.
It's not,
it's just fine. All space.
Go watch the show. It's
space theme.
Free on TBS.
It was space theme. And they all have to.
Wait, is it TBS?
Sci-fi?
Sci-fi. Sorry, I'm thinking
CBS.
Of Conan. Conan. Is
TBS. Oh, TBS. So they all four had to make like a space helmet, and then they eliminated one person for the helmet.
Yes.
And then the three continue on the project based off the space helmet and make a full costume.
Well,
that costume gets judged, and then the winner wins $10,000.
Right.
What did you think of it?
It's gonna get boring fast unless they change the format. I don't think, because it, like you said, it's not like Project Runway or anything like that where it's like you get an entire season of something. It's each episode is something. So they're having cosplayers come down and building things in what has to be one day tops, because there's no way it'd be 8 hours.
I think it's over 2 days, because I think they did the helmet for like a couple hours one day, and then they did the full thing for like 9 hours or something the next day.
Is that well?
That's a long. I don't doubt it. I guess you could make them do it, but you'd
but
go crazy.
But I mean, like you said, so when I said something about it, you were like, "Oh, it's all just armor, so it's pretty quick." And it made everything that they made was quick. Like
for
you
this
tell.
Theme, it was all armor based, which makes sense because it was space. So nobody was like sewing or anything. There was a preview for the episode that's already out. It just came out, episode 2, and it was Game of Thrones themed. So that to me will have more sewing aspects of it. And they do have like sewing stuff in the room.
Right.
So there's definitely going to be sewing aspects of it.
I don't know.
Probably. The first episode was definitely all armor, which was, and they were using, you know, EVA foam, craft foam, Warbla, and like clay.
Right. Pink foam.
Mm-hmm. Pink foam for one of the
weapons.
Yeah,
just a lot of foam stuff and just a lot of like glue this onto here. I mean, their shaping was amazing.
A lot of the cosplayers did
guy.
A really good job. Yeah, the Star Wars guy did really.
His stuff was fantastic, especially like if it was 1 or 2 days. That build, like the complexity, the paint, everything that he put together,
it could have made
A+.
It like crazy. Yeah,
A plus.
Yeah, no, for the amount of time they build these cosplays in, it was like mind blowing. Like they were just full on. Now, I don't know how well they would hold up if you like went to a con in them, but for what they just needed to basically walk down a runway and present it. They have three judges. They have one, the host, and she's, right. I don't remember her name right now, but she was in Community, the NBC show that was on for a while. Yvette Nicole Brown, I think is her name.
You know her better than
I
me.
I think that's her name. And then they had a girl, a cosplayer who I don't know her name. I'm not personally familiar with, but they just call her a cosplay model. And then they have an actual guy who makes like
props
and costume designs for movies. He gives the best critiques to me, because he actually does that for a living, and so he's
he
like
knows what to look for.
So he actually gives like constructive criticism in the show. Like he's like, yo, if you do this, it'll take it to a whole nother level, and like do this, or you know, that shape is bad for like your body size, basically. Like the like someone built like a rocket pack on the back, and he's like, the proportions are way off because you were this size and then the rocket pack's like huge or whatever. And I like that about him, because he was giving really good. The cosplay model was pretty good, as kind like she was okay, like pretty good. And then the host, who, which makes sense because a lot of the hosts for these shows like
don't know what the material is. Well, you can say it. I mean,
some of them don't. A lot of the hosts for like these types of shows don't have too much connection to the actual theme itself. Like they have like small connections. So the host of Cosplay Melee to me doesn't have a lot of connection to the cosplay world. So like, they didn't show her a lot giving critiques, but she is one of the judges, and like she would just be like, "I like that," like that was her critique, and it was just like, "Okay, that's whatever."
Right.
So I was more looking interested in the guy, that makes stuff for a living, and the cosplay model, because they were giving more interesting critiques. You think it'll get boring though? I like that there was no like drama.
Yeah,
there was a redheaded girl, and she said like one line where she was like, "I'm gonna win" or something like that, and that was it. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not. It's still too early to tell, because I feel like, you know, this show just needs to grow now, and their cinematography team and stuff like that need to figure out what's gonna happen, because so they told a lot of weird life stories and stuff, like things that
backgrounds.
Yeah, like I understand, you know, people like that, but I feel like as though they're taking a lot from Project Runway, and
where they have
the formula, and then they tried to build
sob story backgrounds,
right,
almost,
and then just try to turn it into a show. But it's like, it's, we have one episode, you know, and then they just compressed everything, and I feel like they got the proportions a little bit wrong, so it's just way too much story and not enough. Let's just but then it'd just be boring if they just sat there and watched, like,
there were bits of like the probably whoever was producing the show would go up and ask them how are you making this, or explain your process right now, and they would say like, oh, you know, I'm building this out of Warbler, and then I'm covering it in clay to give it like a smooth texture or something similar to that. So they did have bits like that, but there was a lot of things that I could tell that they told the person to say. Like one of the contestants is a police officer, and I thought that was really cool. But she said something like, "I'm here to prove that a police officer can be a cosplayer," or something like that. And I was
exactly.
I was like, that doesn't, I mean, sure. Yes.
But you didn't
but
come here.
I don't know.
That.
That's kind of a weird, it was like just a one-off statement. And I was like, excuse me? I don't know. Because anybody can be a cosplayer, regardless of what you do as your day job. That's the point of it.
Right. But you have to also remember, this is for the Sci-Fi Channel. So it's like, you have to also.
There is a comment. They got to aim towards cosplayers and people who don't know necessarily.
Right.
Maybe
they're
not into it.
People just make costumes. That's it.
Right.
So
I might watch if it's available online. Like I said, we don't have cable. We just have, you know, Netflix and crap. If it's available on sci-fi.com, I might watch the second one and see if it's different at all.
I don't think so. I don't. Usually, they're probably not going to do anything different until at least this season starts.
I will say it seems to be better than the previous show called Heroes of Cosplay, which seemed very drama-based,
right,
and very, like, the cosplay community definitely was not into it, because there was a lot of, like, drama and silly stuff, and it was just like, ugh, we don't need any of that. This is definitely no drama. It was just, hey, look at all this stuff.
Here's the problem. These are the two shows that have hit network TV. They're using the same formula that...
They're not, because Heroes of Cosplay was a different formula.
No, it was the same. It was similar formula then. It was
Like, it didn't have like the Project Runway setup.
Well, but it was still go build something. Here's a couple of days. Like,
I never watched Heroes of Cosplay. I just kept reading about it, and there was lawsuits involved, and blah 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 blah. So I was just like, I'm not going into that.
Roughly, okay. In my mind, it's the same formula, and I think that's the wrong method here. I think for this,
I think this method is better because you always thought of a cosplay or a Project Runway type show would work well for cosplay because they are not exactly the same, but they are similar in a way. Like you're constructing a garment. Or something.
Yeah.
Usually on Project Runway, though, like we have said 50,000 times, it's, you know, over however many episodes, and you kind of get to know the people, and you start rooting for someone a little bit, and seeing how they go, and seeing how, you know, maybe they break down a little. I don't know.
I'm mixed about this entire format, actually. So upon reflecting on this and myself, like the style and the content that this show was trying to do, I don't think would fit well in TV. So, okay, sorry. I'm putting on my producer hat now and just, like, being an executive at TV.
But it's also sci-fi. So it's not on, you know.
Right, it's not the primetime channels. But after this and, like, watching a lot of YouTube and stuff, like, looking at how people put content together, Adam Savage, the tested stuff, the one-day builds, like, that would be, I feel like, a better fit for this style of show, or I mean for the material that we're trying to present. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do. Like if you're trying to make drama, which I guess
they don't seem to be going that way.
Yeah, but that's why I'm confused by this, because like it is what at least they're trying to inject something like that in there. And I know you can't just plop a random person down in front of you every week and say, we're going
to
be building
compare
this.
Here's what we should compare it to. Those cooking shows where they show up and there's like four of them and they make four meals and each round someone gets eliminated and there's one winner at the end. That's kind of what it is.
I know, but I hate it at the same time. And I think YouTube is slowly killing me and ruining me towards that kind of show, because it's like I get it's a competition and I get
show
your skill. A little. I mean, I wasn't bored. I was just, it was just so formulaic and cheesy at the same time.
It was it was a smidge cheesy.
Yeah, and too
structured. But I think a lot of shows are like that, so it didn't put me off of it.
But why does that have to be the case? I think TV is dying, and this is
okay,
why.
Okay,
this is going into a rant.
Okay,
but
YouTube ruined Kevin. He's meh about the show. I'm medium about the show. It wasn't
it wasn't exceptional.
It wasn't blowing
but,
my mind off, but it wasn't like, oh, this is awful.
Right,
so,
and especially for a first episode.
Yeah, it was perfectly fine. They just went into it, and there was no boring introductory
expectation
stuff.
Zero exceeded.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you want to watch it, just sci-fi.com is there. Let us know how you guys, if anybody's watched it, let us know how you feel about it. I think a lot of people will like it compared to Heroes of Cosplay because there's a complete lack of drama, and that was like the number one thing that people really hated about the other show. So I think they did that right. If you want to watch other cosplay stuff, Adam on tested.com, whatever.
Yep, that's his
YouTube
site.
They do some cosplay stuff, and it's pretty fun to watch. So.
Yeah, he does well, actually a lot of his stuff. So like he did a Totoro one day build.
He did a Totoro, that one was cool.
He did the bear from Revenant one day build.
Yeah, and he also builds. They also build like small things that are cosplay related, or that you can apply to your cosplay, and you can kind of see how he does it. And even though he has infinite tools in his crazy.
Well, it's
warehouse.
The skill is what it is.
It's
right?
The skill.
He
is
knows,
pretty good.
He knows.
He knows like what material he's gonna use and how he's gonna build it like immediately.
Well, no. If he he plans stuff like months in advance.
No, does he?
Yeah, he's
well for the one day builds.
No, he's got sketchbooks. Really? The one day builds are things that he's been putting off.
Anyways,
doing
it's
anyway.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, I like the Adam episodes.
They do have some stuff on there that I don't like. That's I think that's every YouTube channel.
Right. You have to have the filler that makes the money. Right.
Moving on. Kevin and I always say SakuraCon, but I think it's SakuraCon.
SakuraCon. Sakura.
Yeah. I call it SakuraCon because that's how my mouth goes. But anyways, SakuraCon's coming up. They released their schedule a couple days ago, and people were a little upset about the at what time the cosplay contest was.
Is it late at night again?
It is at 9 a.m.
Oh.
That is very early. If you want to participate in the cosplay contest, imagine what time you would have to get up to put your cosplay on. 9 a.m.
Eastern.
Okay, that's not that's not the situation.
That's 6 a.m. That's not unreasonable.
It takes a long time to put on cosplay, and you have
more
to
than 3 hours.
You have to be. You can't show up at 9 a.m. You probably have to show up at 8 by minimum.
Yeah, so then that's 2 hours. So you'd have to wake up at 5 a.m.
Or earlier. It depends on, 3 hours is
a good,
yeah.
You can stuff your face with a little bit of food.
Depending on, it's, someone said, I'm confused as to why the cosplay contest is that early. It usually isn't that early, and I'm concerned for my group and others that will have to wake up around 4 or 5 just to get their costume on and their makeup body paint done. Yeah, people are trying to get them to move it, but I don't think that's going to happen because it's you need to get judged and stuff.
Full stage, do they have the whole day listed out? So what's on the main stage after that?
So it's full. There's someone's I see a gap and at this time or something like that, and another person had replied. They're that's usually for setup. They don't have to.
Right. But what is on at noon? It's probably
So it's a cosplay contest, desperately needs to reschedule. It's simply not fair to expect people to be able to get into complicated outfits and to a con that early, and it's going to cut the audience drastically to have to start pretty much right after the doors open. Super disappointed and hope it will be revised. 9 a.m. is early. That's when, cons start, typically. And, other people that show up to the con... When we used to show up to cons at, 10 a.m., and there'd be...
Nobody there.
Nobody there.
Yeah.
So doing something at 9 a.m., usually you want, audience reception when you do a cosplay contest a little bit,
right? Well, what if that's not what their focus is now?
It's just interesting that they put it off to a weird time.
Hey, it's better than Sunday evening.
Yes, it is, but that's pretty early, and these people are making valid points.
You're not wrong, but I'm wondering.
I know you're trying to play the devil's advocate, every time.
I'm genuinely wondering what is in the afternoon slot, the 10 to 11 slot, the 11 to 1 slot, or whatever. What's there? What is there that's so important that they couldn't move it? What's the primary focus? Did they pay somebody to be there? Because that's the only thing that I can imagine is they paid for a very expensive person to be there, and they're we literally cannot move this because they will leave and take our money without any refund.
You think it's that?
Yeah, I think it's either a concert of some sort, or they have a very expensive person there to do speaking or something, and they can't move it.
If you hold on a second, I can open up the schedule.
I'm stalling for time right now.
Okay. Saturday.
The other thing that I'm thinking it might be is... it's because the cosplay contest really, aside from appeasing the fans, doesn't really do much for the convention, right? They're giving away money, if anything, or giving away some type of prize for not much, I would imagine.
Okay. Yes. So they have the cosplay skit contest at 9 a.m. At 10 a.m., they have the cosplay costume contest, which is just the judging. Those are back-to-back, because those are probably just, if you were watching just sit there and stay. I don't think they separate them. And then at 1:30, so that runs for, the costume contest runs for 2 hours. And then I think they have to tear stuff down and set up for a fashion show at 1:30.
There you go.
Then they have...
That's the Japanese fashion show?
Yeah,
the
big one.
That we accidentally went to?
No, I go there on purpose.
Oh.
Then they have a dance at 9 p.m. So there's a big gap in that
evening.
Room from... Oh, there's a concert. Hang on, at 6:30. Okay, yeah. I mean, they could have mushed the fashion show around, I think. But, yeah, it's full.
Yeah, well, they could have moved, the fashion show up.
Usually the cosplay contests are on Saturday, so...
Right.
They definitely could have moved stuff around, because they...
Anyway, we're not...
There is a concert at 6:30, and I think the concert is messing it up.
Yeah, probably.
There's a concert.
Yeah.
So I think that mushed stuff around, and they couldn't fit it.
But we're not the staff. But yes, it is inconvenient. I am not playing devil's advocate in this particular case. I'm just curious, what their reasoning was. And I imagine it, there's bigger fish to fry for us to worry about than that. But yeah, that's what.
It was just something I saw, and it is something that is annoying, especially if you wanted to participate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, speaking of Texas. we'll be, and I'm repeating this message to the mid-roll here, we'll be in Dallas and Houston on
May 12th through the 15th.
If you'd like
Houston
to
first,
Houston first,
and then Dallas,
then Dallas.
If you'd like to book with us, you can go to leecosplay.com/Texas2017. That's Texas 2017.
And we're specifically putting it on this May weekend just because there are no local cons during that time, so
correct,
we don't have any conflicts with those.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you guys have time to come photograph with us, and we're not competing for shoot spots like the con.
Yeah, that's why we've been doing it this year, because at a con things are a little more limited, a little more crowded. We can't go as far away, like we have a shoot set up in for Dallas, and we're going out to Fort Worth to go to a botanical garden.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be able to do that if we were at a con. So
yes.
That's why we're doing it this way this year.
And if you'd like to know when and where we'll be, go to our website and enter in and join our mailing list. Our mailing list will have a drop down of the state you're in, so that way we can email you specifically when we go to your state. So,
yes,
greatly appreciate it.
Because we do get people that do miss our like Facebook posts,
right,
or Instagram posts of like, when are you coming here? Like, after we came back from Orlando, I had a couple people being like, when were you in Orlando?
And when are you
like,
coming back?
And yeah, and I was like,
we
were just
there we
like
slots
2 weeks ago. Yeah. So, you know how Facebook is. Yes, so if you'd like to join our mailing list, we have that as well. You can just go to leecosplay.com and it'll pop down.
Yes.
Speaking
of Texas,
how
do you feel about Akon moving to Fort Worth? Holly?
Oh, see, that's why we wanted to have Laura,
yes,
or Jinx Cosplay, on our podcast, because she lives in the Dallas area. She goes to Akon probably ever since she started cosplaying.
We went to Akon.
It has moved. Was in the that location in
Houston,
Dallas for
right,
a while.
The Hilton, right? Yes.
Something.
Convention Center. Wait, what was the one that we went? Yeah, that was. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm getting my Texas cons. No. We only went to two Texas cons.
Yes.
Akon and
Metsuri.
Metsuri. Okay.
Yeah.
So Akon. Yeah. So that was
it. Metsuri has a new convention center. They remodeled it.
Oh,
so that's
really
something.
That thing.
Yeah.
The George Brown.
George R. Brown or whatever he's called.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah. I don't personally have an opinion on it. That's why it's a bad question to ask me. That's why I wanted we went out to dinner with Laura, and I asked her, and I was like, wait, save it for the podcast, and then we couldn't even do it, so I'm super bummed. Laura, if you're listening to this, tell me how you feel about it in a comment, because I want to know, and then we can talk about it next week. I think it's split over a couple hotels or a couple areas. I'm not sure.
I'm quoting
officially
Holly
quote me on
officially
that,
says
but
that Akon is going to be split over multiple hotels.
I think that's kind of the meh-ness that I'm kind of getting from people about it. But I don't have an opinion on it personally. If they have more space, then go for it. I know it's at the Fort Worth Convention Center, so maybe they'll have more space there. So that's probably why they did it. Because that hotel that they were in last year was crazy packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was so packed.
And this is a problem because we live in Seattle. It's just that, like, the rest of the country is such a driving country. Like, there's so much, like, the parking.
Oh, the parking at Akon was so stupid.
It was insane. Like, the parking lot, it was over, like, 1,000 spaces. Like, and it was just flat ground. And that, but I don't know. That's just something that it's hard for me to relate to.
But people
to
do drive to cons, too. Like,
yeah,
they travel from, they were driving up from Houston,
right,
or Austin,
right,
or wherever.
But what I'm saying is, like, here in Seattle, everything's in a garage now. So the parking garage, the scale of the number of cars that
oh, you
are
don't
there
see it.
Is disguised because
yeah,
it goes up. So you
yeah
only see, like, one floor of cars,
yes,
really.
But it was very open space. So you just saw
yes,
all
just,
the cars.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting into the hotel to
oh,
pick up people
so,
was
yeah
upsetting as well. So if the Fort Worth Convention Center ends up working out, then good, you know, that's good. Did you have anything for me?
No.
Okay. I have one more thing. there are some shoujo manga sequels coming out. I haven't read a shoujo manga in many a year now, I think it's been. I read all the ones that were pretty popular, you know, like Skip Beat, Fruits Basket.
I read no shoujo.
Ouran, High School Host Club. You know, the main, you know, the big stars. So I was surprised to see that some of these shoujos are kind of coming back. There's four listed here that I have on my phone, and I'll kind of go over them a little bit. I'm kind of bummed a little bit, and I think you'll see why. Cardcaptor Sakura is coming back, and it seems like the story is gonna only be set a few months after the first ending. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that personally, because there's not much of a time difference between the ending and the new one. Usually if there's like a time gap, you can kind of get some new characters in or create some more drama or something. I didn't read the original, so I don't really know what's happening with that. But that is something that is coming out. It doesn't say when. I think it's coming out on an anniversary. Hmm. It is. Fruits Basket Another.
Wow. We're real creative there.
This one kind of annoyed me. It seems to be the characters' children. So the characters that we had in Fruits Basket, they had kids, and now we're following their kids. And it's only going to be a couple volumes long. So it's not going to be anything.
An entire, like,
yeah, she's just up of the series. I think the manga artist is like already has another manga that she's writing, so she's just taking like a small break and doing like a quick thing. The characters look like weird versions of the main characters from Fruits Basket. You don't know what the
Kevin's
like,
know.
Let me see the photo. I'm like, you won't know what this looks like.
I guess
it's like you can totally, you know, like the it's just they just look like the other characters, except a little wonkier. So it just it's like, I was kind of bummed because I really liked Fruits Basket, but Fruits Basket definitely ended. So I guess you couldn't really continue it.
So it's a whole new series.
There's basically. Peach Girl. This one's called Peach Girl Next, and it is one that's 10 years after the original Peach Girl series. I don't want to like say any spoilers because these descriptions are very spoilery to me. But it's the same characters, and it's just a continuation 10 years later of that. Then there's Vampire Knight Memories. Vampire Knight was a freaking mess. So it's very funny that they are continuing it. A publication for paperback for Vampire Knight Memories is supposed to come out on August 2017. It sounds like it's more of like flashback situations where you get more information on other things that happened in that crazy weird storyline's life. So those are some continuations of quote continuations of shoujo mangas that are coming out. I feel like some of those are just coming out maybe because the person who writes the manga has nothing else to do,
or people that were growing up with it are now old enough to pay for it again, so
I guess, yeah,
more money from it.
And the companies maybe want some money. I don't know of any shoujo mangas that are currently out being pushed out right now because I haven't really followed it. I don't know if they're good. I know these are all classics, and kind of the golden age of shoujo in a way. But reading the descriptions of a lot of them just made me kind of
memories.
No, it's just like, why? Just leave it alone.
Oh. Well,
I don't know about the Sakura
the
one because I didn't read that.
Someone
one.
Made this point too. It's just easier to continue content rather than start new ones. So like in the movies right now, I think there are like no original movies and all just remakes or like
or adaptations of
right of or continuations
books
of the series
or
yeah. So like what, so right now, so to date this is, it's what, like May, I mean
March?
It's March,
the end, very end of March, yeah. So we got Logan, which is X-Men,
right?
You got
Beauty
and the Beast, which is already a movie. Jumanji's coming out,
right,
which is
already a movie.
Ghost in the Shell,
which is already a movie.
Fast
and the Furious, which is already a movie.
God, that preview was flipping ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, so somebody mentioned, I mean, it's just that.
But that's why, like when we think about, we're going way off topic, when we think about like the Oscars, that's why a lot of the Oscar movies were nominated, like Moonlight, La La Land, stuff like that. Those were original and well, that's what makes them stand out.
That's what makes them stand out a little
right. more nowadays, which is kind of sad.
Fast Eight, come or Fate of the Eight or whatever.
That's what it's called.
The Eighth Fast and the Furious movie. I mean, this series, like
Triple X. That was a continuation.
Yeah, Triple X 2. Yeah. Return of Xander.
I've heard good things about Beauty and the Beast, though. We haven't seen it. Right. We saw Logan.
Right. We did.
Kevin
see
and
Logan.
I haven't seen a movie in years. In the theater. In the theater, sorry. Yeah. We've seen movies, just not in the theater. We went and saw Logan. Not too, I don't know, maybe spoilery. I was depressed the whole time.
Skip ahead here.
Yeah, skip ahead the next 30 seconds. I was depressed the whole freaking time.
Yeah,
it was actiony, but it was also just, God.
Hyper violence.
I am sad the whole time.
Logan is tearing up. Well, no, it's not the point. I mean, it's good, though, too. Like, it's good that they killed off people. It's good that, like, you know, mortality was brought into it. Like, it's not too many movies, and that's the whole reason why, like, we're on these Fast and the Furious 8 movies, just because
nobody dies
except for Paul Walker in real life.
That's why Game of Thrones is good.
Yeah, probably, exactly. It mixes it up, the series, and, you know, kills people off.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting on how they reboot it.
I would like to see Ghost in the Shell. There is a lot of controversy about it because of Scarlett Johansson is white and the character in the anime is Japanese. I mean, she's a robot.
Robot, yeah.
But I'm kind
of
just...
You could have your pick of race as a robot.
Kind of just interested, but I guess she's in Japan, so that's, you know.
Well, future Japan or whatever, or cyberpunk Japan.
I did not fully watch the original series. We don't have Adult Swim anymore, but when I had Adult Swim, like, growing up, it was on, and it's a very talkative anime. Mm. It's very, you know,
should we download it?
I was thinking about maybe watching it before I watched the movie, but our friend Carmen, who is watching it currently right now, she said you really have to pay attention. She's like, you can't be looking at your phone, you can't be, she's like, I looked at my phone to do a text in like the first 10 seconds of the anime and didn't text the whole rest of the time, and I was confused about that one point that I missed because it was just so, you have to, and it's they're watching it subtitled, so you can't like look away and listen. So
all right, we'll go talk to them because they have it. So we can borrow it from them.
Did you watch the trailer for the Netflix Death Note?
No, I didn't.
Forgot about that.
We'll save that for the next episode of the podcast because we're running a little long here.
Sorry, it's just I don't have much to say about it.
All right,
other than the fact it's based in Seattle, Netflix boy. And it doesn't look right. That's just what I'll say. I don't have
I'll watch it and give my analysis next week.
Did you watch Death Note?
No.
No. But you kind of know.
I'll watch that, and I'll get back to you in about a month.
Okay, Kevin. No, it's not that long. Oh, okay. So you could probably whip it out. Anyways, all right. That's it for this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. If you're in Texas and you want to book a super cool party people fun photo shoot with us, we're really nice, I promise. You can do that at elitecosplay.com/texas2017, and we will see you guys next week.
Yes, thanks. Hopefully we'll be back. Season two, is that what we'll
I guess
call this? Or no,
I don't
season
know
three.
No,
wait, when's 3 year anniversary for this?
Flip-a-doodle.
Oh, we should find that out.
Oh, this is the third.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is the third year.
We've just been so bad at it this year. I'm sorry, guys.
No, we were bad at the tail end of last year and then the beginning of this year. We needed some time off.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next week, and thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.